This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
BFM 89.9, that was Blondie with Picture This. It is 5:41. You're listening to the Evening Edition with Sharmila and Lynn. And we're now joined by Danya Nair from the news team. And today we're talking about the other and less discussed inconveniences that have been caused by COVID-19 and how a particular 22-year-old student in the UK has managed to turn these inconveniences into a way to make some extra money. Danya, what's the story?
Yes, so if you like me, if you can't see me, I wear glasses. you would have noticed that a problem that comes with wearing a face mask during a pandemic is foggy glasses. And this is something that a piloting student, Alex Wickens, in the UK, he noticed. So to sort of get by during the pandemic, he was working at a supermarket. And that's where he sort of noticed that a lot of the customers were also having this same problem. So after a little bit of Googling, he found that there was a practical solution to this problem. And it's basically just a simple clip placed at the top of your mask. So this would secure the top of the seam around the bridge of your nose and would ensure that your breath exits away from your glasses, which I wish I had thought about at the start of this pandemic. So he found a company in Normandy, France, that makes these clips using 3D printers. And he got in touch and, you know, asked to distribute their clips in the UK. And this has proven really popular, and he gets a steady demand for this product. Usually in about a month, he earns about 6,000 ringgit, but on a really good month, he earns about 17,000 ringgit. And 10% of the profits go to a local charity called Trellis. So it's a charity that supports the homeless and unemployed people. And so far, you know, really positive feedback from customers, including people, you know, working in construction sites, key workers in the NHS and supermarkets. So basically everyone who's, you know, facing this foggy glass issue while working. And even now, as we see lockdown ease, he hopes that, you know, he can still continue to sell these clips to people who still want to wear face masks and, you know, like people like professionals who are doctors and food hygienists as well.
Yeah, I've heard the glasses complaint a lot, but the truth is that I think so many of us had to adjust to a variety of things, right, when it came to wearing masks, whether or not it's just not being able to kind of wear the usual things that we would, getting weird smudges. I don't know. There's just a lot of weird inconveniences that come with masks. And I think we talk a lot about the growth of sectors accelerated by the pandemic, so online shopping, food delivery. But it's clear that there's also a growing trend of businesses born out of the difficulties caused by the pandemic itself, especially as more people have been looking for other sources of income.
Yeah, and I think what's great about these businesses is that most of these products are still relevant even, you know, after we move past the pandemic. So, for example, a designer in the UK, he came up with what he calls a hygiene hook. And the idea for this is, you know, people want to avoid touching door handles, which I think is something even before the pandemic I was worried about, you know, going to the bathroom and things like that. And it's small enough to fit in your pocket, and it's made from a material that's non-porous, so it makes it easy to clean. And it's proven to be so popular that the National Health Service in Wales has even asked about designing something for pushing a door. And we've also had businesses in Seattle, you know, they've created a smart band called the ImmunoTouch. So these are bands that will buzz sort of the moment you lift your hand close towards your face. So, you know, you prevent the spread of COVID by wearing this. But even after COVID, I think it's a really good like way to sort of prevent, you know, bad habits like, you know, picking at your face or like nail biting as well.
I wanted to say one of my favorite innovations over the course of the pandemic has been these clear face masks to help, because if you're hearing impaired, you can't lip read when someone else is wearing a mask. So someone came up with those transparent ones to better help people who are hearing impaired. And I thought that was such a clever invention.
That is so good, honestly. And also just like, I think for smiling as well would be
yes,
great.
Yes, so that you don't have to smile with your eyes. So let us know, what are some nifty inventions or businesses that have popped up over the course of the pandemic? Or what sorts of annoyances would you like to see solved? What invention would help? You can call us 7733 2900, WhatsApp 018 789 8899, tweet us at BFM Radio. Thank you, Danya, for that keep in view.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my. BFM 89.9, the business station.